On est ici pour un réseau de transport en commun public de qualité à grandeur du Québec.
More than 100 Montrealers gathered outside Prefontaine Metro on Friday to demand more funding for public transit. They say the province is failing to give the essential service the money it needs, with only $15 billion going toward it in last month's budget. Roads are getting 35.
We're not very happy with what came out of the budget for public transit in a context of climate crisis, in a context of an affordability crisis. We need more public transit.
Kathleen Goodmanson is from the Movement for Affordable Public Transit. She told CQT that as life has gotten more expensive, taking public transit has become more of a luxury.
We work with a lot of low-income and very low-income people for whom $375 is, in fact, unaffordable. And the price of a monthly pass is completely unaffordable for them. They have to make very difficult decisions like, am I going to go to the food bank this week or am I going to go to the doctor this week?
And she says the city could do something about this. It's been almost 2 years since Mayor Valérie Plante made public transit free for seniors. And Goodmanson wants low-income Montrealers on the city's radar as well.
What we fight for with the MTPA is a social fare. So this would allow low-income people to pay a lower rate for their monthly ticket. We feel that in a time of increasing unaffordability, this is something that would really encourage more people to take public transit and more often as well.
But those programs are made more difficult by major deficits, not just with Montreal's STM, but with transit agencies across the province. Quebec covered them last year, but is now trying to get the STM and regional authority ARTM to outsource services to lower costs. Here's Transport Minister Geneviève Guilbeault speaking at a press conference last fall.
We have to do it. We face big challenges. We don't have money to pay for a deficit of $2.5 billion until 2028 just for the CMM. It is not possible.
But the STM says Quebec isn't just asking them to cut down the deficit. Chair Eric Allan Caldwell told reporters the province is also cutting funding, despite the Montreal Transit Agency requesting more money to keep up with rising costs. The STM has already had to put several planned elevators on hold due to a lack of provincial funds. With this budget, the province has also reneged on its promise to fund a tramway, which would connect the southwest with Montreal's downtown.
We know that the provincial government is hostile to public transit. They're doing the minimum possible.
Nicolas Chevalier is a member of Climate Justice Montreal. He says public transit is a climate necessity, and that the government has ways to find the funds.
The budget is a sham because they're not going to get more funding. They're not taxing wealth. They're not taxing corporations. They're not closing loopholes. So there's plenty of money out there. We don't need to, you know, tax car owners or tax people who have broken down houses more. We can tax the rich, have public services that work properly, to the point where they would be free, they would be extended, and they would be accessible for all.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.